Mark, what will this testimony mean for the president if that is correct, if that's what he does testify to?
If that is what he testifies, it takes away the number one defense of the White House. Now, this gets a little convoluted because it's not clear a quid pro quo is necessary for the president to have done wrong anyways. But the issue is this. The president, according to the transcripts the White House has released, did ask the president of Ukraine for what he called a favor, and that was in part to look into Joe Biden's son and the energy company he worked for. Now, one of the White House's many defenses on this has been, okay, but he never pressured anybody to do this. He was just asking for a favor. And they point to this testimony, it's a text transcript from his head of his ambassador to the European Union, in which another American-Ukrainian official is saying, wait a second, we're going to base military aid based on whether or not the president can get this favor? And he responded, quote, I believe you were incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president's been crystal clear, no quid pro quos of any kind. And then he says, let's get off text and talk by phone. So a lot of people, Democrats, have said, come on, he wants to get off the phone because he's uncomfortable and he's lying there. Well, the president said, and White House has said, no, it says right there, my own diplomat is saying no quid pro quo. Well, now this diplomat is saying what happened was when he received the question in the text, he picked up the phone and got right through the White House and got through to President Trump. And President Trump dictated to him, said, here's what you tell him. I am crystal clear, no quid pro quo, which with President Trump's record of honesty, I don't think there are an awful lot of people that necessarily believe that that is truthful. And now, it may be truthful, but no one really believes that just because the president said so, it is. That would really blow a hole in the president's defense.
And of course, this following the testimony on Friday of the former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who basically said Rudy Giuliani didn't like the job she was doing, and she was accused of bad-mouthing the president, and in her words, apparently, told to get on the next plane and get out of town.
And Stan, these are almost side stories, which could be career enders for some of the lawyers surrounding the president or Giuliani. But the main event is still something which the White House hasn't addressed, which is what is right in plain day in the notes that have been released by the White House. The president clearly did ask the president of Ukraine for a, quote, favor to look into Joe Biden. That on its face, many Democrats say, is reason that he should be removed from office. If nothing else, even people like Senator Ted Cruz, you know, the diehard Republican from Texas, said this weekend, of course asking that is inappropriate. I mean, of course it's out of line to do that. And Democrats at this point are trying to gather evidence, but I think that the feeling in Washington is there's enough evidence right now to cast a vote. The facts are that are pretty much known are out there. The question is asking a foreign leader to participate in helping you in an American election something the president should be removed from office from? I think everyone in Washington agrees it's wrong, it's inappropriate. The question is, do you overturn the results of an election for it? That's going to be a vote that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Mark, thanks for your thoughts this morning. Mark Sandalow, our KCBS political analyst.